from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
That's the Yahoo Premier League season preview podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Manchester City is the FC Yahoo consensus, or not consensus, but collective pick to win the 2016-2017 Premier League title. Alex, you are one of those who did pick City to lift the trophy in May. Why?
You know, to my mind, City were the team that probably should have won the title last season. I think they were the favorites going into it. I thought they had all the pieces in place to do it. And clearly they lacked motivation under Pellegrini. Now you've changed managers. You've got arguably the best manager of this generation installed. Who's going to motivate these guys? They've made a few key signings. Not huge sparks in the transfer market, but they brought in Sané. They brought in Ilkay Gundogan. So I think they've added here and there where the team was maybe a little bit thin, but you still got, to my mind, the best striker in the Premier League in Sergio Aguero. Yeah, you've got some aging guys. You know, you've still got the, what's his name? Yaya Toure still in the lineup.
We'll see how long he hangs around.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the case for much longer, but I just think that last year should have been City's year, and to me, with Guardiola installed, I can't see how this isn't.
So I've picked City sixth in the table, which is, I know it's
shocking.
Fairly controversial.
Shocking.
Here's my thing. Where did their first 11 actually get better? Cause, like, so I know that Aguero, De Bruyne,
Stones today.
Okay, but is John Stones that good right now? This is my thing. They made a lot of signings that I think we all agree are pretty good value signings. Like Leroy Sané, 20-year-old, he's going to be a really good player. And Stones, like 48 million pounds, widely regarded as the best young England center back. But is he really an upgrade? Are those guys really upgrades on what they have right now? That's my thing. I think they're making really good signings to establish themselves as maybe the favorite to win the most titles over the next 5 years in the Premier League. But I'm not sure. There are a lot of players in that team that are not Pep players. And so I'm really not sold on what they're going to be right away. That's why I'm so concerned about City.
So my take on City is pretty simple. I have them finishing second, which means I definitely have them in the top four. I disagree with Henry on where you have them. But I think Pep, right? We're the people who are picking them to be title contenders and really challenge, we're betting on Pep just based on how good of a manager
he is.
You're
right, there's a big factor.
Like that's, yeah. And so as much as you say, where have they gotten better than the first 11? Well, everywhere, because they have a better manager who they have to play for, frankly, or he's not going to play them because he's that much of a maniacal genius. He's intense. Like, he is the most intense manager in the league. If you're not doing your job, even if you're winning 2-0, if you're not doing your job, he will flip out on you. He keeps the players honest, whereas Pellegrini was kind of like, loves it, you know, a little more relaxed. Like, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to let you guys go out there and play. And then when the Champions League came about and everyone knew Pep was coming in, City did not care at all about the Premier League. They just didn't. They didn't seem like they were bothered in the least. So I think a lot of it's just motivation.
But there are a ton of questions at the back, right? Like, who are their starting center backs right now?
Mangala, maybe?
He's probably gone.
Company.
It's probably still Company's getting
Company. Yeah, Company.
He's not the same player. He used to be.
Like I said, there's two things for me that I think would completely derail City. One is Aguero's injuries, because he's had a bit of an injury record. It's been a little bit of a checkered pass for him. When he's healthy, he's the best striker in the league. When he's not healthy, he's non-existent. And they've done a little bit. You know, Iheanacho's kind of come in,
yeah,
and
like
shown
him.
Himself. Mm-hmm. He's a good young player. They have talent. I think, you know, everybody's expecting them to sign some central midfielder. They still might. But I think what people don't realize is that David Silva is going to have a lot to do with the possession-based style of the game.
Well, they have an amazing crew of attacking midfielders and wingers. I mean, yeah. Like, we haven't even mentioned Raheem Sterling, who they paid £50 million for a year or two ago.
But it's just like the
six players closest to the goalie. None of those fullbacks are that great anymore. When you think about like Kolarov.
I mean, he can do Fernando, Fernandinho.
Okay, but those aren't Pep players, are they?
And Sanya, I think, is still good fullback. I mean, he looked like a good player in the Euros whenever he did get a chance. I don't think he's a I don't think he's a bad player by any means. Kolarov is getting, seems like he's slowing down a little bit. I think that, yeah, center back, they probably need to do something. Joe Hart, people always have questions about him going back and forth. I don't think he's the best goalkeeper in the league.
He sticks out. I think he's the outlier. When I look at the proposed starting 11, I see Joe Hart. He sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, my pick of six is really based on two things. I don't really know how Pep's style is going to translate to the Premier League. That's not really one of my questions, and I'm not sure anybody can really say definitively. But it's based on two things. One is what I've just been talking about, that I'm just not sure, especially in a possession style where they're going to try to play out of the back. You have a lot of questionable center backs and defensive midfielders who aren't totally comfortable in the ball, mm-hmm. I think that could get them into a lot of trouble. And then there's just the thing that Pep at Barcelona had the best squad in the world for 4 years. At Bayern Munich, he had far and away the best squad in Germany, and he didn't have as much success in the Champions League as people thought he was going to.
But even at Barca, his center backs were a little bit... Piqué, to me, is not the most reliable center back in the world.
I totally disagree with
that. Yeah, I mean, looking at
maybe
them...
Maybe then he would, but
if you were to look at their center backs, you would probably think, Otamendi is...
He'll probably start,
probably be the starter. I mean, on day one, you'd probably put Zabaleta right back. Mm-hmm. Possibly Sanya, you're kind of going back and forth. You do have Fernando, and Fernandinho is kind of like holding midfielders. I don't think that they're Pep style midfielders. I think you could see Fabian Delph probably playing a little bit more in there.
He's not a Pep style player either. And like, I assume he wants Gundogan to be.
Yeah, well, Gundogan, but Gundogan's not going to be healthy on day one.
Right, that's the thing. He's had a ton of injury issues. So I don't know.
And then they sign Juan Jesus, is it? From
Gabriel Jesus. But he's going back on loan.
Not until January. So, yeah. Like I said, I think. That's why I didn't pick them to win the title. I had them coming in second because I think a lot of these moves so far have been kind of looking down to next year and kind of building something a little bit more. But I don't think six is.
But I think you've got to fit Kevin De Bruyne, which I think if you'd have had that last season at City, we might be talking about City as champions right now. To take Henry aside for a minute, I will say this is again not a young team. There's a lot of guys who are 32, 33 that could become a factor. But I still think that City's, to me, I feel like they've got the goods.
And Pep has admitted that he needs time, so that's the thing.
He's going to get time. They're not about to kick him out.
Sure.
Right. So I just sort of wrap this up. I think the Pep hype has sort of turned into this like blind acknowledgement of Pep is widely regarded as the best manager in the world. He's immediately going to make City into contender. I'm not so sure that's true, but there is a ton of talent there. And they're probably the favorites for the title. I think that's going to wrap it up. For Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. Make sure to check out all 20 Premier League season previews, all 20 Premier League season preview podcasts at sports.yahoo.com/soccer and the FC Yahoo blog. Thanks for listening, guys.